All right, just go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bleacher Boys Media Podcast. We are back talking Yanks. Someone threw a perfect game. We have to talk about it. We haven't talked about the Yankees in a while, but, you know, we are back working people. Got busy a little bit, but we're back in the grind, back in the thick of things. How we doing?
We're doing good. Just, you know, like you said, tired, working every day. Grown-up life sucks. Has its positives, you know. Paycheck coming in tomorrow, that's huge. Excited to see that in the old account there. But, yeah, just tired. You know, it's really unfortunate now with these late games. I don't think I've missed, you know, I don't think I've missed a Yankees game in 5 years where it was like a big game. Like, I always like turn it on or something. Like, I cannot remember the last time I missed a game. Last night, I went to bed in the fifth inning because I was so freaking tired and it was a late night game. I wake up 6:50 in the morning and my phone is blown up with perfect game, perfect game, perfect game. And it's like, of course, the one time I go to bed early because I'm exhausted and the Yankees are playing the A's and Domingo looks good, but I didn't, you know, it's just, of course that happens. But yeah.
You
I'm
and
good.
Jimmy
I'm tired.
O'Brien.
How are you? He missed it too?
Yeah, he fell asleep. He didn't even watch any of the game, and he woke up. He tweeted at like 5 a.m. saying, like, of course, the one time I miss it, I have a kid.
Yeah, that's honestly how I felt. Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's awful. Sports are brutal in that regard. You know what's crazy? I watched the entire first game of the series, the 2-1 game. I watched the entire game. I watched the entire game of the Yankees absolutely sucking. I lost. What was it? I hit two Nerfies. No runs first inning for those who don't know. Dodgers and Yankees.
Gambling.
I made $20. Then I put all my money on the Yankees to win. That same $20 lost it all, and the Yankees only scored one run. So it's just been a really weird baseball last couple days for me. But,
such a baseball Susan.
That's
moment.
Baseball Susan.
Yeah.
Jinx.
But yeah, it did happen. Isaac didn't watch it, but it did happen. Like, can we just quickly? I mean, you did watch all of Game One. You want to quickly debrief it? 2-1 loss.
I mean,
Paul Blackburn, man.
I mean,
who would have thought?
I mean, this is just ugly of the ugly.
I think a round of applause for Johnny Brito.
Yeah, Johnny Brito, good. This game made me not want to watch any of the rest of the series, to be honest. Like, this game was, like, one of the reasons I kind of tuned out the next game. I also was tired, but one of the reasons I tuned out that next game is because it's like, Jesus Christ, like, are we really doing this? Like, we're coming off of a big series win against Texas, one of the best teams in the MLB, I think the top three, and you're coming off that high, and then you get a good performance from Brito, which is not, you know, which is not always a given. And you go out there and you have, you know, the worst offensive game to a team that has the worst pitching in baseball. So, yeah, tough. Really tough. Josh Donaldson goes deep. No one cares. Again, Josh Donaldson home runs are, you know, like Colombian pesos. They're really undervalued. No one cares about them. So,
Volpe,
yeah.
Three hits. Sign of light.
Yeah. Light or life? I don't know. But, yeah, Volpe
life.
Looks good, too. Ever,
talk about it more.
Ever since he had that... Ever since he had that meeting with Austin Wells, he's looked great. I mean, not great. Sorry. Got a little excited. He's looked good.
What? He's looked amazing.
He had one ground ball that I thought was the best thing is that he took an outside and high, like, 95 fastball and hit it, like, two hops to second baseman. Like, that's, like, and it was, like, a beautiful thing.
He did
thing.
It all series.
Yeah, no. So he's trying to go the other way. Now, admittedly, this isn't really, like, blow you away pitching, so it's like, yeah, you know, good for you. Let's see you do it against, you know, some real pitching. But, you know, it's still a good sign in the right direction. I've also noticed that he also seems to be more comfortable in the field too.
Confidence, baby.
So that's a positive. Yeah, it does a crazy thing for you in baseball.
All right, game two, Domingo fucking Herman, claps for him. He's been through a lot. He saw the emotions after the game. I know you've seen the highlights and the interviews and all of it. Aaron Boone mm-hmm. talking about it. He's been through a lot, man. And I didn't think I would feel those real emotions when I was watching it, going through it. I felt real nerves.
Did you actually watch the whole game?
I did. Like, I started.
So you do not work in the morning? You just don't care about your sleep schedule? Or,
I mean, like... it's 9, 12, midnight, 1 a.m. Yeah. I mean, so during the mid innings, it was what, like the first and second inning I watched. Third, fourth inning, I was kind of tuning away. Got some text notifications, tweet notifications, Bleacher Report. And I was like, all right, got to turn it on. Just watched, and I felt nervous for him, man. I didn't think I'd feel that. I didn't feel that with Kluber's no-hitter. This perfect game felt a little more special. Ryan Rucco on the call, by the way, was electric. Feel bad
you
for Michael K.
You would rather that than the Kaster? Why do you feel bad for him?
Because I know he wanted the moment. Like, that's got to be...
That's
you know,
his thing. What would he have said? Like, what do you think?
It's going to be replayed over and over in Yankee history, but I don't know what he would have said.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but what do you think the Kaster would have said? What did Rucco say? He's like, he's now in the books of history. What did he say?
Something like that. But I don't know. Rucco all game was electric, and it was nice.
Yeah. Do you think like the producers are locked into that? Like as soon as like fifth inning perfect, they start writing like a line and handing it down to Rucco to say. Like I think Rucco's writing it himself. Or is Rucco? You think so?
I think so.
I don't know, man. I think what's his name? John Filippelli. I bet John Filippelli was writing some shit down on a Google Doc or something. Really? You think that was Rucco?
At least for the last line, the moment he did it, he posted the picture of the scorebook he keeps while the game's going on Instagram, and the last line was written out. I'm pretty sure that was probably pre-planned during the game. Rucco was working hard not to say the word perfect all game long. He used literally every adjective you can think of for
give me one. Give me two.
I don't remember.
Don't want to put you on the spot here, but
you're putting me on the spot.
You did say every
early.
Single adjective.
You're putting me on the spot early, but Rucco nailed it, and I'm happy for him. Must be like
what do you think of Jeff's shoes.
Jeff was funny. Jeff was because Rucco, you could hear the nerves in his voice. Jeff was more like, "Hey, Rookster, like, why are you shivering? Are you cold?" Like he was kind of poking fun at Rucco the whole time.
Was he saying that?
Yeah, he's like. Damn, you're hey, you're shaking there, buddy. Like, are you cold? Like, what's going on? Do you need a blanket? Like, he was trying to make jokes. You could just feel it
later?
In the air. This was in the eighth inning, yeah.
Oh, my God. Rucco was tiptoeing around it.
It was
you don't want to say it. You don't want to jinx it. But, yeah, it's crazy. Because all the miserable baseball I've watched in the last 2 weeks, and, of course, the one enjoyable game where the Yankees score 11 runs and have a perfect game. I'm like only watch like half of it. Like it's just.
I also just sucks, listened man. To just a little sucks. Bit on the radio, and the guy's filling in for John Sterling. I don't know his name, but he's
Justin Shackle.
Is that Justin Shackle? It doesn't sound
yes,
like him.
Yes, Justin Shackle's the radio fill-in.
So Justin Shackle's
like
out here in the fourth inning saying Domingo Herman is perfect through four, perfect through five. He has a perfect game going through. He was just. Flat out and saying like he didn't give a shit.
I think
maybe
Kaster
on the radio you
that.
Have to say it because people don't know what's going on. But I don't know.
It felt weird.
Like he said it like every 2 seconds.
Tell that there's no hits when Rucco when Shackle isn't yelling and that's a base hit for whoever Brooker. I can't even think of a single Oakland A. Oh my God, that's pathetic. But I feel like they would know. But I know what you mean. You have
but
to be
like
more descriptive
every 2 seconds, he was just like, if you're tuning in now, you're tuning into a perfect game brewing. Like every 2 seconds, it was
well, he's
the contrast.
Yeah, I mean,
know?
I think Kaster does that. I think for I remember like
I don't know, some people
for Corey Kluber's he was saying like, and Corey Kluber has no hit Texas through four, and he's no hit like they do that to sum up the inning. I think. But
some announcers I feel know. Like try to stay away from. Rucco nailed it. I'm gonna give him claps.
Claps for Rook.
Claps for Rook. Claps for Domingo. His crowball was 99
we saw
pitches
Domingo
too.
Recently.
We did.
He's throwing out balls to the fans doing his.
Yeah, and I like to think. I mean, what do you think? What do you think about Domingo doing it? I know there's a lot of talk around it.
I mean, I'm happy for. I mean. To throw a perfect game is to throw a perfect game. I see people on Twitter saying like, oh, you know, domestic abuse. Like, obviously, domestic abuse is nothing to joke about. Like, we've talked about Domingo, and hopefully he's past that, but it's still in his record forever, to my mind, forever as a fan. But it's like people's like, you know, oh, Domingo's an abuser. Like, dude, like why are we even going there? Like, can we just enjoy that mm-hmm. we just saw the first perfect game since 2012? Like, it is an issue that he's had and the sticky stuff. I even actually, one of my boss, who was a big Yankee fan, was saying, he's saying that one of his friends told him, he's like, oh, Domingo must have found some substance they can't test for, which is kind of a funny line. But yeah, I see what people are saying. Like, you want to root for the good guys, and Domingo always hasn't always been that. I don't think he's a terrible person, but you know, he's had his issues. So it's good for him, especially coming off a week where he gave up tons of runs to the Red Sox a couple starts ago. Was it the Red Sox?
Yeah, he gave up like 8-9 earned runs against the Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah. So he's had a rough last couple starts. So and you know, the other thing about Domingo is he's the Giancarlo Stanton of the pitching staff. He's either one of the best or one of the worst. Like, that's just straight up what Domingo is, and that's honestly, sadly, a lot of the players in the Yankees. They're either hot or they're cold. So hopefully Domingo goes on a stretch now.
Yeah. Anything else from this game? The offense obviously broke out. It wasn't the storyline, but still nice to see. You know what? I see the series as like, because it is the A's. It's not something we can gloat about. But
exactly.
I think it's like,
exactly.
It's like, oh, we needed this series. You know what I mean? Like, the guys needed to see some hits go through, some balls fall, find grass, over the fence. You know, the pitcher's been doing their thing, but for the offense, I think, you know, it's like, it's nice to see, like, whoever it's against.
Yeah, especially Stanton.
Stanton, yeah. Talk about him for a little bit. I mean, you could see a little light at the end of the tunnel in that last game we went to against...
That we saw the whole game.
On the team? Yeah, why am I blanking
the Texas,
on the team?
Texas Rangers.
The Texas Rangers. Thank
Long
you.
Day, guys. I'm telling you.
Long
working
day, yeah.
Bleacher Boys is a whole different animal.
Yeah, this is... And we usually record in the mornings in person. This is new. But yeah,
it
we
is
saw
past
a little...
my bedtime.
We saw Stan's line drive base hit to end that game in Texas against Texas. And then coming in, you kind of thought maybe he can get it going. He does. He hits a home run in game one. Or game two, I should say. And
Game two.
Two hits.
I saw that.
Two,
I did see that.
Two hits. Yeah, I mean, he's smoking the ball over the plate. Today, double over the right fielder's head. Again, it's the A's pitching. They're the worst in baseball. But still, it's like if you're Stanton, it's nice. Relief.
I don't
Monkey
know. I don't put that much. Yeah, no, totally. For someone struggling. But, like, I don't put much. What's the phrase I'm looking for?
Stock?
I don't take much stock on Yankees demolishing A's pitching. Like, they should be putting up 10 a game against this staff.
But they weren't again, before, so it's nice to see.
But they weren't before, so it's nice to see. I get it. It's nice to put runs on the board. One thing about Stanton is you saw after his homer, that was like the first really time where I've seen him really get a ball in weeks. I don't, maybe even a month since he came back. I haven't seen him like hit a ball like that since LA. Right, since he got that home run
in
LA,
yeah.
And he kind of like he threw the bat on the ground, and not like a bad flip, just like a frustration like throw, which is really interesting. Yeah, like you know, he's really good with the media, and he always takes accountability for everything. But he, you can tell he's really been feeling it. They're with Judge out of the lineup, there's a pressure. And you know, to be honest, I'm very disappointed to say that Rizzo and Stanton really have not carried their weight over the last month at all.
Yeah.
And it's quite disappointing that a lineup that should have more depth because of the stars, when Aaron Judge goes out, the depth goes out the window, and it's, you know, that should not happen, obviously, and it's, you know, disheartening to see. So, but you know, hopefully these last two series we get on the right track. And hopefully take some pressure off the pitching staff and who have to go out there and be perfect every night.
Yeah. Another guy, you mentioned Rizzo, but Bader, you know, we have good, there's good vibes around Bader. You know, he's the fan favorite now, but if you look at his numbers, he was struggling before this series too. And story came out, he was out like 5 hours before the game, him and Stanton were taking, BP off the high speed pitch machine on the field at like 9 a.m. Those guys were frustrated. They're trying to find their swing. And Bader also kind of comes through. Same boat with Stan. Picks up three hits today, couple hits yesterday, double. So, you know, it's nice to see guys caring. We know they care, but, you know, it's nice to see them working and out of the cameras doing their thing. Still the top of the order, DJ Torres Rizzo. Your thoughts? I mean, DJ, man. He's one guy who's not really joined the party.
Yeah, he's had some good swings. He looked like he made an adjustment, less movement in his stance, but then it's like sometimes he just goes back to the moving of the legs, and like there's a swing, I think it was Oakland, where he's trying to pull the ball so hard that he fell over on his back and he's striking out.
Yeah, I saw that
out.
Too. I saw it
and
a couple
it's
times.
Just like, that's so not you, DJ. Like, that's so not how you've played for the last 10 years in the MLB. Like, that's just not you at all. So it's just like, I don't know, man. I thought, you know, I keep, you know, having hope that they put him in the top of the order. That'll do something. But
they started him at second, like 3 games in a row, leadoff. Put Torres in the DH spot. I don't know.
And I don't know if you want to talk about Torres, but another mental mistake in Texas. I don't know. I know you're a big Torres guy, so I kind of want to hear it from you.
Yeah, we could talk about
it.
I
want to hear it from you.
Mental mistake again. Can't happen. I don't know what, like, I try to think about when mental mistakes happen on the field, whether it's Torres or whether it's Judge. I try to, like, you know, go in their minds and think about what's happening inside their brain. But with that Torres play, we're talking about the one where he's on first, little blooper over the second baseman's head. He just keeps on running.
He's on second.
Oh, he's on second. He breaks for third. Doesn't see Semien, catches the ball over his shoulder, and stands on
third.
Doesn't
even bother to look. That's the issue. He didn't even look. He just assumed it was down. Like, in what level of baseball, Pee Wee, Triple A, Major Leagues, do they tell you to just keep running when that ball is in that spot? No, the thing is halfway, three quarters of the way, freeze, watch the ball, instead of just sprinting because you think you have an inclination about where the ball is. Like, it's just like, man, it's like, it's really like Little League with Glaber sometimes. It really is.
It's not,
and like, I don't think I'm being dramatic there.
It's like, I don't, like, I, like you said, I don't think Little Leaguers do that. I think they would rather know, they would want to know, like humans, like we want to know where the ball landed, you know, like it's just like, You're playing baseball and you're on the base
pass. So what you're saying is Gleyber Torres is not a human being.
What I'm saying is so a couple things went through my eyes. Like, okay, how does someone just break for third and not even look and not know it landed? One, I thought maybe like the shortstop or third baseman deked them out by saying the ball landed, throw to home. I don't know. Second, I thought maybe Luis Rojas at third. Isn't that his job too? Like, what's that man's
no, but that's
job?
On the runner from, you know what I gotta say?
I understand, but
I've
third
actually
base
had a
runner
big
coach?
Problem with Luis Rojas. Can I just say something?
Like,
I actually have had a big problem
job?
With him. Remember when he sent Judge last year and Judge was out by like 10
sure,
steps?
Yeah, he's probably had a multiple.
And Judge got up and just stared at him. Like, he was like, what? I don't think Luis Rojas knows how to coach first.
And
just because he was the manager of the Mets and they shitty organization, what?
No, go ahead.
I was going on a Mets rant, so stop me anytime. But just because a shitty organization put that guy as the most important in the clubhouse does not mean that he should be in, like, that mean that he knows anything about coaching third base. He has some of the worst sends, worse than Phil Nevin, honestly. Terrible sends sometimes.
I would be harder on
Glaber. But that's
Glaber.
Not on him. That one's not on him. That's Glaber.
No, but let me just say this. I would be more on Glaber too, like as much as you are, if I saw Luis Rojas like start yelling and like just point Glaber back to second. He was doing none of that. He was just standing at third, talking to Glaber. Glaber looked at Rojas. Rojas wasn't even animated, just like, I think you're out, buddy, kind of thing. Like, those two, I think it's on both of them.
The coaching style, yeah. So those are the possibilities. Or third possibility, Gleyber Torres last year was abducted by aliens, and he's now he's just a body in which aliens in outer space are living through.
Even if that's the case, I still think Luis Rojas needs to be fired up more and telling him to go back.
So what you're saying
tell him once.
Is Luis Rojas, that he's the alien.
I say
they're both aliens?
They're both ran by the same alien then. Because they both have no clue what's happening.
Because think about it. How would aliens know baseball? Do they have baseball on their home
planet?
They don't.
No. They literally don't.
So that's the only logical explanation for why Glaber, watch Mahomes slice this. Yep, he's standing too close to the ball, and he just killed someone. Anyway, that is the only possibility that I can think of. Because Glaber Torres doesn't know baseball, and neither do aliens. So that's the only thing that matches up. It's logical.
He just loses it
evidence.
For like
qualitative
stretches of 2 minutes. I don't know.
He bugs out.
Just loses it. But then some plays, he just makes a really heads-up play by running to first to third with no one's covering third. Like, I don't know.
It's tough.
There's got to be like a someone needs to diagnose Gleyber Torres with something like that. That's got to be something.
Outer space disease.
It just spaces out for 2 minutes at a time. Just space once in disease. A while, you know, he has to do it. All right. And he's getting older. Why isn't he maturing? All right. Someone else we could talk about. Okay, I was watching Oswaldo Cabrera's at-bats, and I've never seen someone need more AAA at-bats than Oswaldo Cabrera right now. And I know you said you hate Floreal and you don't want to see him, but I would rather see Floreal get these at-bats from Oswaldo Cabrera right now than watch this man roll over every single pitch to second base. Or pop up if he's hitting righty. He's just not. His at bats are dead. Bad.
Yeah. Or, you know, honestly, anyone, like, put Peraza up there. Like, I bet Peraza can. He's athletic. He can play the outfield. I mean, Yankees have put anyone in the outfield this year. Why not Peraza? He's young, athletic, fast. Like, fuck it. Like, at this point, you don't have a lot of great left field options. And also, can I just say something? IKF, man, he needs to get more playing time. I'm sorry. Like, he needs to play more.
He's a third base job right now.
He is a better hitter. He is a better hitter than Waldo and Donaldson right now. So why the fuck
Donaldson's
not? Like,
heating up.
Why?
Let me talk about Donaldson for a second. Donaldson,
well, you
man.
Just said he needs a third base job, so.
Yeah.
DH? So Donaldson, then Stan plays right every time.
Sure. That's back-to-back games.
Not feasible.
It's a rotation. It's always a rotation. But, yeah, IKF deserves at-bats. His power stroke is finding its way back again. Another home run today. What was that, like four? Well over 400 feet today. Can't find it right now. But that was a stroke. Left center in Oakland. Took out the glove. Yeah, okay. And Donaldson. Donaldson's at-bats are either really good or really bad. There's no in-between. It's kind of a Stanton situation. He's a timing guy. He's a guess hitter, you can tell. But he hits a home run in game one, double in game two, and a home run here in game three. I do think, so if I were to rank our third base options, I would have IKF number one, Donaldson a close second, and DJ third, unfortunately.
I mean, DJ doesn't really have a place right now. Yeah.
In that order?
Yeah, I do. I mean, for the defense, although Texas series, Donaldson, ridiculously sloppy.
Defense, Donaldson's really good,
I guess,
too.
I guess. I really just dislike Donaldson's at-bats. Like, even his home runs, like, and I hate how he pimps them after, like, striking out three other times and looking awful. Like, I just don't like the player that Donaldson is. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Even if he's successful, I'm going to, like, struggle to like the player person that he is. You know? Like, he's cocky for no reason. You know? And I know professional athletes need to.
Professional athletes need
to exude confidence. I understand. Like, that's how sports are played. You have to be confident. But he's like overly confident and annoyingly confident. You know, like Stanton is like a cool confident, where Donaldson is like braggadocious, lack of results confident. Do you know what I mean?
And
I
think it's
me.
All results.
It really
based,
bothers
but,
me.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote down that in my notes and. After game one, that Donaldson and DJ, only one can play in a single game. If both are playing,
we're doing
that means
the Aaron Hicks thing again.
Is that the Aaron Hicks thing?
We are doing Donaldson, Hicks, and IKF last year can't play in the same game, and they played like so many games together.
No, I don't remember that. But Donaldson, DJ, they both can't be in the lineup at the same time because Gleyber deserves at bats over both of them right now. And that's the one thing Gleyber is actually doing and producing for this team. He's actually, you know, he's struggling, going through a little struggle stretch right now, but he's kind of consistently 260, 270, 700 to 750 OPS guy. And DJ and Donaldson are not that right now, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, it's just the issue is there has to be accountability in the organization, and I hate to be 70-year-old WFAN caller, but back when George was there, if he saw shit like that from Gleyber, he wouldn't play. But the issue is they need you know, offense, and Glaber is a producer, so they have no choice. But yeah, it's brutal that we're awarding someone playing time who has made so many mental mistakes in the field, at the plate, on the base path, everything. It's just like, it's shitty, but
yeah,
it is what it is, because this is the team we have, and yeah, it's unfortunate.
All right, last guy in the lineup that we could talk about is Anthony Volpe. We kind of talked about him. He's hitting over 350 in the last 2 weeks. He's hot as fish grease. And I,
interesting.
You don't like that saying. I said it last time. You didn't like it.
Did
he's
you?
Hot, bro. He's hot. And I would just like to say, a couple weeks ago, we were sitting on your balcony. We had a little argument or debate, I should say, about whether to send Volpe down or not. You know, I'm just going to say, mm-hmm, this is why you don't send him down. He worked through it. And I don't know how long this is going to last, but he hit rock bottom, and I think it means something that he worked through one of the bigger hurdles he's faced in his early career. And that, like, right now, yeah, it adds confidence. He's playing better in the field, better hitting. But down the line, I think in the long run, you know, having the confidence and knowing that he overcame something like this early in his career, it's going to help him in whatever hurdles he's got to hop over next, you know? And I think this is why you don't send him down. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I still stand by the decision that, like, okay, you send him down for a week to work just on his swing and just practice going the other way. Like, I still don't hate that, like, idea. But at the same time, yeah, if he can figure it out at the major league level, that's even more confidence. So, yeah.
Worked out. Yeah. A little playing the results, but still,
But also, this is very small sample size. It's not like he's been hot for 2 weeks here. He's been okay.
He's hitting 350 in the last 2 weeks.
Is he?
350 with a 900 OPS in the last 2 weeks.
I don't know why it doesn't feel like that at all, but
I don't know. He's creeping.
Yeah.
He's creeping. Halfway through the season, bro. What's your confidence level?
And he's still showing sub-200.
He's not sub-200. He's 212.
Oh, is he? Nice. Yeah. Solid.
And overall team, man. It's 45-36 through 81 games, 90 win pace.
Considering the injuries, it ain't bad. But bad news is that there's a lot of other good teams in the AL in your division. So, man, I mean, Yankees are okay with. This is the thing. Yankees are okay with being subpar in their division. They're like, we're really good. We have a great record. Why are the fans upset? Why, blah, blah, blah? Because every other fucking team in the division is doing so good. So it's like, how can we be satisfied in third place without, you know, two of our best players, arguably three? Like, how can we be so happy? You want us to be fucking thrilled to be in third place and out of the wild card right now? Or are we in second? I don't even know.
Third.
But, like, you want us to be thrilled about that? Like, I really don't, like, understand that philosophy at all, or that thought. Like,
yeah,
third place ain't good. Sorry. Like, just, that's it. Third place is not good.
Yeah.
So, you want us to be all, oh, we got injuries, and we still have we're 8 games above 500. Like, if this is another team that doesn't expect to make the playoffs every year, fine. That's great. Great season. But this is the New York Yankees. Expectations and the reality is different. So, you know.
I'm as bad as we've played, I can't believe we're actually 45-36. It feels like we're 500.
It's incredible. Do you see
pitching,
Judge play catch?
We gotta give it up. Yeah, he played catch. He ran on. He gingerly jogged on the field to celebrate Domingo's perfecto.
I was looking for him in the pile.
He was not in the pile.
I was gonna say, who do you think held him back?
He held himself. There was a video I saw of, like, slow-mo pointing at Judge, and he was on the outskirts, kind of hopping, kind of not in and out while the team celebrated.
Yeah, because imagine, they're going crazy, and then someone steps on his other toe and breaks his other toe. Imagine.
Ow, yo, what the fuck? Yeah, no chance.
And then he's just out for the entire year. Yeah. Yeah. But he still came. He hugged him after, so that's good.
That's good. Good captain stuff.
Great captain stuff.
9.5 out.
What was that?
Yankees are 9.5 out.
Great. I mean, yeah, with less games playing against the Rays
in the second
wild
card right now.
Yankees got to sweep that Orioles series, and they're not going to, but they need to.
It's a
they
four
really
game
need
set,
to.
By the way.
Oh, it is? Okay, then yeah. They need to take 3 out of 4. But, like, who wait, what? So they go
Cardinals for 3.
Cardinals
for
and
4.
Then Orioles.
And then Cubs for 3 to end it, end the first half.
All-star okay, break. So how many games is that?
3, 4, 3.
4, 7.
10
games then. You mentioned 10?
Yep.
Plus the Cubs? No? Okay, yeah, so yeah. What do we want? I want to go 500. Give me 5 wins out
what?
Of that.
What? No, man.
No, really? Realistically? I mean...
By the way, Rodon's coming back for that game 1 against the Cubs.
I know. But, I mean... That's the minimum ask. Let's say realistically, if the Yankees can go 5-5,
I'm sorry, I'm not happy with 5.
I mean, I'm not happy. I'm saying like we survive. We survive another couple of weeks without Judge. Like that's right. Isn't that the goal?
I think 6 is survive for me.
Too high. I mean, you're forgetting that Yankees against good pitching, not such a good mix. Like I feel like you're feeling it because they scored a bunch of runs against a shitty.
But
team, like, I don't know why you're so confident.
Here's what I think. I'm thinking Cardinals, first of all, right now, they're in a dumpster fire. They're 33-46.
Arenado also out.
Arenado's day-to-day, and their pitching is just god-awful. They just blow every single lead they have.
But they're one of those teams, when the Yankees come, they're going to play much better. Like, the baseball tradition and... I'm still scared.
I'm saying we're taking 2 out of 3 from St. Louis. 2 and split Baltimore, that's 4 wins. And then you take 2 against Cubs, and that's 6 wins.
Yeah. Okay. 5 or 6.
6-4. Yeah, I don't know. If we can get hot here, though, 7-3, 8-2.
I don't think you believe what you're saying. You don't sound like
you
believe what you're saying.
No, I do. I think 7-3, 8-2 is in the cards.
8-2 you think is in the cards?
It's in the cards. No, I really do. I really do because... This team, like, they know that going into the All-Star break, it's so important to come finish off hot. This is a really easy part
it's
of the schedule.
So
I know the Orioles are good.
Does that wake up the bats because it's so important? No.
I think they put more importance on these games than they did earlier in June. I do.
Okay.
I think the Yankees are weird like that. I don't know. I think Domingo's perfecto. Vibes are good. This plane ride, bro. 10 runs, 11 runs. Matthew Liberatore tomorrow or Tuesday or Saturday. I'm so lost. My days are fucked.
They just meld into each other. I know. I can't remember what I did yesterday or the day before that. It's all just the same day.
All right,
not that I don't like my job. I do like my job. I just like just it's tiring. Just tiring. The schedule. I'm not used to the schedule at all. It's very new.
Sevy, Cole. And then Vasquez. All right, let's wrap it up. Oh well, I mean, quick claps to the pitching staff. They've been carrying all year long. We didn't talk about them much, but the bullpen has been absolutely outstanding. Canely hasn't given up a run. Marinaccio, Clay Holmes didn't even pitch. Michael King didn't even pitch. Vibes are good. I don't know what the
vibes are excellent. I wouldn't say excellent. Oh, I said that.
On the rocks.
Dude, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, man, they can't get it going.
They're tired. You can see it in their swing.
Tired. Dude, they play.
They look like they just don't give a shit anymore. Like they not and I think like mentally, they're not in it.
Hmm.
They just look like they're mentally out of it. I don't know. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. This was a quick and short, sweet episode. But we're pretty tired. We're going to head out. We'll talk to you guys after Sunday. A series against the Cardinals. Peace out.
Follow the Instagram, Bleacher Boys Media.
Follow it up. Like it up. Comment it up. Peace.